I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
We need a doctor! Call an ambulance! Hurry, call an ambulance!
Yes, I'm here.
I can't feel loose. Anything.
I know. It's okay. We're gonna get you some help, okay? And just hold on.
Look, I'm so scared.
I know.
Please. I don't wanna die. I'm not ready.
You're not gonna die. Please just hang on.
I don't wanna go on. No, I don't wanna.
You're not gonna die. Just hang on. Max. No, Max. Max, stay with me. No, Max. Max, stay with me. Max, look, no, stay with me, Max. Hang on. I work out. Max, stay with me. Max, stay with me. No. Max, please stay with me.
Stranger Things is Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to another episode of Stranger Things Forever. I'm only going to be able to sing that song for a few more times. We are getting so close to the end of Stranger Things Forever, and so close to the beginning of Stranger Things 5, and that's what we should be focusing on. But before we get there, there's still some unfinished business with Stranger Things 4 and Stranger Things Forever. And I'm not going to spend too much time, you know, talking about news or anything. In fact, I typed in Stranger Things on Google News, and it says the four headlines that popped up at the top of my Google News was Stranger Things season 5 release schedule. How many episodes will there be? That's people.com, and that's what you call clickbait. The second one that I don't want to click on and will not look at is the 5 Stranger Things episodes to rewatch before the final season. You know why I don't want to look at something like that? It's because why is Vogue deciding that these 5 are important? Is it something to do with a clip they've seen, a trailer, something? I don't want anything to be like, look for this and look for that, and this is important. I want it all to envelop me at once and just watch it for itself, with the fact that we know everything that's come before it. So I don't want to focus, oh, I should rewatch these things because these are important. No. You rewatch everything and you just focus on what's ahead. Now, what is ahead? I don't know. None of us know, except some of you might know more than I do because Stranger Things and Netflix dropped, this was two other headlines. Netflix, get hyped with one less fiery trailer before Stranger Things 5 is upon us. And The Hollywood Reporter, Netflix's Stranger Things drops an action-packed final trailer for season 5. And guess what? I didn't watch it and I ain't watching it. And that is that with that because I've seen enough. That first trailer is for us, for the fans, for those of us who are watching it no matter what. I feel like everything that comes after that is a tease, but also a, hey people, if you weren't thinking about watching, please come check it out because we have this and this and this as well. And you know what? I don't need to see that because I'm watching and I don't want to see any more than has been presented in that first trailer. I've already seen, like, I saw something in like, I think it was a Discover card commercial, but I said, wait a second, this looks like part of the actual episode. And then there was something with Eleven and I was like, nope, I don't want it. Like, I don't even want to see these things. I just want to get to Wednesday night at 8 p.m., sit down and enjoy the episode, the first episode, the crawl, just enjoy it with possibly an Eggo waffle and some other treats. This morning, because I didn't have an episode this morning because I go grocery shopping on Sunday mornings, and in the bread aisle where I go grocery shopping is also the cookie aisle, and I couldn't help but see staring back at me, Chips Ahoy, Stranger Things edition. There's nothing special about these things. I've seen, like, I think chocolate cookies with red chips for Stranger Things. Nope, these were just regular chocolate chip cookies. But it said Stranger Things on it, so I couldn't resist. And I'm eating one right now. Like, if this isn't dedication, I just got off my diet for this. No, I'm not really. Well, I'm kind of on a diet, but like, it's more of a change of diet in general, not a specific diet. But you know what? Not tonight. All right. The big thing, the big exciting thing for me, maybe not for the podcast, that remains to be seen, but for me personally, there is a pretty good chance. We haven't got confirmation yet, but my niece might be coming over on Wednesday night. I'm going to see her on Thursday already for Thanksgiving, and I'm like, we have much to discuss on Thursday. But then I texted her, I said, hey. Yeah, it's actually my wife's idea. She's like, why don't you invite her here? I thought, that's a great idea. We could have Eggo. We can have Eggo waffles and maybe some Chips Ahoy. And we can watch the first episode. Yes, I know there's four episodes, but she can't stay up all night. So I said, why don't you come over here Wednesday night? We'll watch the first episode together. She said, okay. But then, of course, she needs to ask my brother. She needs to ask her mom and dad. So I don't have confirmation on that yet, but it's in the works and it's exciting because I've never watched a Stranger Things episode for the first time with anyone else ever. So I hope this is the case. And she's into it just as much as I am. So it's like hyper focused, you know, no looking at your phone, no, talking unless you're pausing it and talking about the episode. So I hope that happens. I am very excited. No matter what, I'm excited for this episode. I'm excited for her to see this episode, but it would be great if we could watch it together. But again, that is Wednesday. It is still Sunday. We are still back on Stranger Things 4. And without any further ado, let's get into the next 10 minutes of The Piggyback. So we pick up in the Creel House attic in the Upside Down, where you remember Vecna, he's on fire, baby. And we just, the last episode, the last 10 minutes ended just as Robin was lighting another Molotov cocktail. She throws it right at him, nails him. He goes back. And at the same time, he keeps coming. And Nancy is shooting him and shooting him, just shooting him over and over. She did solve that shotgun. So Jason, in a way, might have helped with that. Meanwhile, Hopper, we jump over to Russia, and Hopper takes his sword and just lops the head off the Demogorgon. We go back, and Vecna is still coming in. He roars, like literally roars, in just such a way that looks horrific. And Nancy's like, oh yeah, really? Bam, one other shot. Vecna goes flying out of the house, falls to the ground outside. Meanwhile, in Russia, we have a Dedogorgon as the head comes straight off that monster. So Vecna flies outside. The Demogorgon in Russia is dead. Hopper and Joyce, in matching winter jackets, just embrace. They have defeated the monsters. They hug. The snow is falling. And all of a sudden they hear the thunder of a helicopter coming up. And they look up, and there it is, Yuri and Dimitri. Murray's like, son of a bitch. And Yuri, he's like, he looks happy. Like, he almost looks proud of what he did. He gives a salute, and Hopper can't help but laugh, and Murray yells, Katinka! It's just awesome. They're going to get out. But remember, Vecna fell out of the house of the grill, so we jump back to the Upside Down. Nancy, Steve, and Robin go outside, and nothing's there. It's very reminiscent of Halloween. Now, you know, Vecna is very reminiscent of Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, Robert Englund, it all comes back together. But that moment of Vecna being shot out and falling out of the house and then not being there, very reminiscent of the end of Halloween, except instead of them going outside, he looks out and he sees nothing there. And then ding, 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 ding. So the Vecna is in the wind. He's not dead, but he seemed pretty, I mean, apparently he's not dead. It seemed that way. He got away, but he doesn't seem, he's probably not well. He's probably weakened, like Voldemort at the end of the first book, or maybe even the second book, many books where he'd weaken and then he'd come back a little stronger and a little more evil. We stay in the Upside Down, and we jump over to a real shitty moment. There's a couple of them in this episode, and this is definitely one of them, as Dustin goes over to Eddie, and Eddie is just like, you could see he's like in pain. He is like trying to breathe, breathing heavy. He is, I think, also in shock, and Dustin is just in tears. He's like, I didn't run away this time. And he makes Dustin promise that he's going to look after the Hellfire Club. He's like, no, no. He's like, promise me. He made him promise. And he's like, I think this is finally my year. You know, he goes, I love you, man. Like, incredible. I love you, man. He's sobbing. And then right there, Eddie dies in Dustin's arms. I am not sure there's ever been a more beloved character in Stranger Things to come in one season and only survive that season and just kind of take the world, the Stranger Things fandom world, by storm. I mean, they love this character. They love Joseph Quinn, the actor who portrays Eddie Munson. And what's great about this is he comes in for a season. He does an incredible job, a memorable job, a job where he's so memorable that a complete book was written about this character that I read. There's been action figures. There's a whole tie-in with Metallica, like that, just all these things. And then Joseph Quinn goes on to be in a giant Marvel movie. Like, he's in the Marvel universe too. We already talked about Sadie Sink the other day. Joseph Quinn is now, you know, the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four, which is incredible, which I don't know how many movies he's going to be in, but you know, it's more than one. That's just how things work in Marvel. So, you know, the fact that I saw him in, what was it, A Quiet Place Year One. He was really good in that. So to see him go on to something is, I think it would have hurt more if you knew this show was like 4 or 5 more years and we don't get any Munson. But the fact that this is the final year, so kind of all bets are off. He came in, he blew everyone away, and he went out in a blaze of glory. And, you know, the actor himself is on to bigger, well, maybe not bigger. I don't want to say it that way. Like movies are bigger than Stranger Things. He's going on to continued success. I think that's the same thing I said the other day. So that is great to see. But just that death scene, oh, it's so rough. And then, like, when you think, oh, you think that's a punch in the gut enough? We jump over to outside of the Upside Down in the actual Creel House attic. Erica finally breaks into the attic and Lucas just turns and he's like, we need a doctor. Call an ambulance. He's holding Max in his arms. And that's the clip I played at the beginning. And it's like, she's like, I can't feel or see anything. She's so scared. Like, you know, Eddie, he was like, it was almost like he knew his fate and he was like, I did it. I didn't run away. You know, he stayed to be a hero and he kind of knew it was going to happen and he took it in a way. He tried to almost make Dustin feel better. And then you see this other younger kid just so scared. I don't want to die. I'm not ready. It was like, that was another gut punch. You know, you're watching this for the first time. You're like, oh my God, I thought she survived. I thought, you know, she's talking, she's awake, she's alive. But she says these things. And then we see in the void also, Eleven's right there and she's seeing this and she's in tears. And then it just seems like Max fades away. Like, they didn't save her. They didn't get her out of Vecna's grasp in time. And Lucas is just beside himself, screaming. Eleven is bawling. And then a clock starts ticking. And you're like, wait, what? When you first see this, like, wait a minute. Didn't they win? Didn't they defeat the evil? Aren't they safe? Isn't Hawkins safe? But then Nancy, Steve, and Robin see the clock start chiming. And they say 4 chimes. Max. They realize that 4th chime means that 4th death. And then the earth cracks up in the attic of the Creel House. I mean, it cracks right where Max's body is. Thankfully, Lucas drags her out of the way. Like, just the thought to do that, grab Max, drag her out of the way. Then we see a gate open unlike anything we've ever seen before. It seems like reality splits open, splits the attic open, splits Jason open. So it's not all bad, but right then and there, I think you can hear Jason go, ah, and like, boom, he's done, cut in half. The Creel House, we see it coming from the Creel House. We see it coming from Eddie's trailer. We see it coming from where Patrick died in the water and where Fred died in the road. And these things are opening wider and they are just ripping towards town. Like, they're all converging and they meet in one place. And it just, from up above, Hawkins looks like hell on earth. Meanwhile, back in the actual Surfer Boy Pizza, Mike is like urging Eleven, wake up, please wake up. And Eleven's still in the void and she's watching. This is so awful. But like, Lucas is just holding Max and she's watching this. And she says to herself, no, no, You're not going. No. And then she puts her hand on Max. And something incredible happens.
Hi.
Hi.
Max wanted to have a sleepover. Which one? This is Wonder Woman, aka Princess Diana. Not Hopper. Not Mike. You. Holy shit, this is insane. Is this really gonna work?
See? What did I tell you? There's more to life than stupid bullets.
Against the rules? We make our own rules.
We get another incredible montage of Max and Eleven just being kids, having fun together. Like, you realize that Max really has to be Eleven's best friend. It's almost like her sister. And Eleven just continues to hold on to Max and just holds her. And all of a sudden, the camera starts swirling above us, and then it fades to black. Then the screen says 2 days later. It feeds in and we see a bunch of cars. They have stuff packed on top of the car, inside of the car. I mean, these cars are hightailing it all down the road, all in the same direction. They're all driving by a sign that says "Leaving Hawkins, come again soon." So it seems like people are getting the hell out of town. Yet on the other side of the road, there is only one vehicle coming into Hawkins. The only thing car we see, the only vehicle we see, the Surfer Boy pizza van starts And that's where we end. Oh my shit. That was an incredible 10 minutes of television. We have Vecna looking like he's about to be dead, but he's gone. He's in, as I said, he's in the wind. He's on the lam. You have Hopper destroying the last Demogorgon in Russia just in time to see the heroic arrival of Katina. Or is it Katinka? Katinka. Thanks to Yuri. And thanks to Antonov for getting through to Yuri, and that look of pride on Yuri's face, like, yes, I'm doing the right thing. That was the good stuff. Then we lose Eddie. We Dustin loses Eddie. We lose Eddie. The Eddie Munson died, and Eddie Munson died a hero. But only our friends know that. We know that. Our friends know that. And Dustin knows that definitely. Nobody else does. And then in the attic of the Creel House, we have Max. And it looked like Max died too. But Eleven said, no, not on my watch. We don't know what happened there, but we know that Eleven was not letting go of Max that easy. And yet, it seems like with the passing of Max, for at least a moment, Vecna's plan has come true, and the four gates have ripped through Hawkins, all converging into one space, one area, and I don't know, which is Hawkins doesn't look like much of a tourist destination right now. But that's where we end. We end with people leaving town, and we end with our Surfer Boy pizza van finally coming back in to Hawkins, where we're going to probably get a reunion of our friends and an update on how everybody's doing. And I don't know if I honestly don't remember. Did they call? Like, did they reach out? Are they seeing each other for the first time? Was there any communication from them before they arrived? I don't remember. I kind of think there wasn't, but I just can't wait to finish this out and be in such a space where it's just like My head is so ready for Stranger Things 5. Oh my goodness gracious. But we're not there yet. So expect another 10 minutes from me tomorrow. And then I believe tomorrow night we're going to close this sucker out. We're going overtime. So, you know, that's just happening. And we are finishing Stranger Things forever tomorrow night, 2 days in advance before the big shebang. But that's not tonight. That's tomorrow. So I will talk to you then. But until then, you can find me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. On Facebook, the Facebook page is Fans.Experts. On YouTube, the YouTube channel is Fans.Experts. That's because the website where all my podcasts can be found is fansnotexperts.com. However, if you just care about Stranger Danger, you can go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com, follow StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky, and follow Stranger D Pod on the Twitter. So I am done here, and I shall see you tomorrow. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'm going to have another cookie right now. And stay stranger, my friends. And remember, it's people like you and people like me. We are the ones who help keep Stranger Things alive forever. Fans Not Experts.